Blog Talk Radio. 661-0757. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
I just want to talk about this record. I actually like the record.
Mm-hmm.
I like Nicki on it. I wish the verse was a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell that it was a little rushed because she did it in like a couple hours or so.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it. It's cool. But I wanted to talk about this shade that Drake had when he was at the OVO Fest.
Hold on. Let's talk about the record first.
The
record first. We got to talk about the record. What you got to say about Drake? Go ahead. I'll give you 2 seconds.
Well, okay, so I do like the record. Megan, she did okay. She could have did better. Nicki, again, I just felt like it wasn't bad, but it was a little lackluster because it was a little rushed, and she did it, and
mm-hmm.
I think they said maybe 2 hours or so.
Mm-hmm.
I like Ty Dolla $ign. I think he did good. He brought something to it that I felt like if him or Nicki wasn't on it, then, yeah, it probably wouldn't have been as good. It would
have been trash.
If they had just, I don't think it would have been as good. But overall, it's okay. I think that the people, of course, it's the Nicki hate train. So everybody wants to bash it and say that it's not good. But if you know who was on it, then it would have been a great verse.
Right.
So I'm just like, I don't even got nothing to say. I'm just like, okay, like I don't know if it's going to make it onto Billboard. It might make top 30, maybe top 20. But then I feel like after that, it might drop. It'll drop.
Okay. All right. Now, so what you got to say about Drake?
Drake is petty. We all know that Scorpios are petty. And I just feel like him bringing Cardi out to the OVO Fest was just real shade towards Nicki because it's real
mm-hmm.
obvious that they got beef.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like him saying, oh, she was the hardest out or she was the hardest that's killing it out
right
now.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Oh, yes. You have to go find that. He said it's all over the internet that she was either the hardest out or she's going the hardest out of everybody right now.
Mm.
And he's a petty Scorpio, and he did that subliminally throwing shots because him and Nicki are not cool right now. And it was really shady. But I feel like he brought Megan out, which was cool. Again, Megan got to get her coin, so even though she's cool with Nicki, she's not going to turn that down. Because
right.
that, you know, she getting her checks for that. And I think that Nicki was cool about that. You know, she didn't,
mm-hmm.
Nicki didn't feel the type of way towards it. She's still promoting the single and stuff like that, so they're still cool. But that's all I wanted to say. I like the record. It's cool. I think Nicki did her thing on it.
As far as the record, I kind of agree with you to a certain degree with it sounding a little bit rushed, but that's what also makes me love Nicki Minaj, the fact that she was able to put something like that together in 2 hours and it still sounded better than everybody that was on the actual record.
Exactly.
Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, that lady's able
right.
to do stuff that quick and it be freaking that good. I mean, it still was – I mean, we know Nicki – we know what she's capable of, so we can tell, like,
mm-hmm.
now, okay, that was a little rush. But even
mm-hmm.
that rush, Nicki, if they gave it to any – if Megan Thee Stallion was rapping like that, we would have been like, oh, my gosh, she's the next queen.
Mm-hmm.
If Cardi rapped like that with the rush
yep.
rap, we would have mm-hmm. went ape shit crazy. That's why I always give Nicki her credit because I feel like even Nicki's worst – if we gave it to somebody else, it would be their best,
mm-hmm.
and we would praise them as such.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I never, like, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I definitely
and now as
agree.
Far as Drake, well, we know Drake does that. Drake is a flip-flopper. Drake has been ready to flip-flop ever since that he's been over there hanging out with QC. He's got the QC
mm-hmm.
chains, you know what I'm saying? He's been doing stuff like that. They've been beefing since the Fifi Tekashi song. Now, you know,
yeah.
Nicki didn't really fuck with Drake didn't really fuck with Tekashi like that. So, you know, Drake gives that. Drake is petty, but I mean, it's not genuine because he doesn't believe that. Drake definitely knows that how hard Nicki works, and that what's going on with the Cardi B situation. So to me, if I was Nicki, that wouldn't even bother me. I would laugh at him like, stupid, really?
Exactly.
Like, you really trying to bother me? Like, well, do a record with her then. Put her on your song. And shut the fuck up. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Because I have inside tea that there might already be a Cardi and Drake record.
Well, I feel like there might be just for some shade. Yeah, well, let's get it out. Let's talk about it. I'm here for it.
I heard there's already a record. Already it's been done a long time ago. It's just that they're not ready to release it yet. And Drake is he's just bitter because he always wanted Nicki. He always wanted her, and he knows that he can't have her. And she looks at him like that's her little brother. So he's bitter about it. And the
All
whole
right. Thank you, Carla.
Like
We got to keep moving. Thank you, love.
That's cool. I love you, Armand. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Let's take another one. Area code 731-9144. You're live on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Armand. Can you hear me?
Yes. What's going on?
Okay, first of all, I just want to say I love you because you never let anybody else's opinion affect the way that you feel.
Thank you for that,
I respect it. Okay, now let me get into it.
Okay.
I feel like the record is okay, but I feel like anybody looking for this to be a number one is not going to happen. Like, y'all can just let that go. Like, I just feel like the record, I feel like it's something that it'll come and then it'll go. Mm-hmm. And then I just hate the fact that people want to brag about, oh, it's number one on iTunes, it's this and that. It's like, okay, every other song comes out as number one. And then, you know, it goes right back down, like Megatron. So I'm just saying, like, they need to stop trying to come up with all these type of new records for these two women to break. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, let's be clear. Like, let's go to that point. And this is no shade to my girl, Nicki. But we do have to understand that. Listen, this is one of the most anticipated records. Of course it was going to go to number one on everything right now. Nicki's songs always do that. A lot of anticipated records do that. But are you guys going to be listening to this record a month from now? 2 weeks from now? 3 weeks from now? Is this going to go shoot on the charts? Is it going to enter the Billboard and keep rising, or is it going to enter, stay, or is it going to enter and drop? That's the thing. Do you see yourself listening to this record, turning up to this record over and over and over? Is there a lot to talk about in this record? Is this a hit record?
Right.
I don't know.
I feel like I agree with you about the whole Nicki thing. Like, honestly, I stopped being a Nicki fan, like, a long time ago, but I feel like Nicki, she did save the record. Like, her flow and everything matched better on the song than anybody else, like, to be honest. And I feel like Ty Dolla $ign, I feel like he actually helped the record out. Like, I could see myself, you know, twerking to his music or twerking to him, the bars or whatever, but I feel like Megan, like, girl, no, we're tired of hearing the same thing. And if I can recall correctly, she previewed that same verse like 2 weeks ago, like on her Instagram or something. And it's like, people want to be surprised when they hear your new music. People don't want to hear the same bars, the same flow, the same content. I just don't see her going mainstream, like super mainstream at all, you know?
Listen, Megan is getting all the cosigns right now, but I don't give a damn how many cosigns she have. I have to be honest with you. She doesn't resonate with my soul, not her flow, not her delivery. And I remember at first, I don't know how long you've been watching, but in the beginning, I had to recant my statement because I was like, oh, Megan Thee Stallion is not going to make it. Then I went and listened to her freestyles, and I was like, yo, she really has bars. And then as time went on, I started to realize, no, I was right when I felt like I didn't like her. And it wasn't I don't like her, like she's done something personal to me. It's just her music just really doesn't move me. It's the same. To me, it feels like she just wants to be a chopped and screwed artist. Like she wants to be like stuck in this Houston sound like forever. You know what I mean? Like She doesn't switch it up. She doesn't give any vibrato, no color. There's nothing to it. It's very much so that. You know what I mean? And for me,
right.
To me, she, here's the thing. To me, she's more of a freestyle artist. I don't think she knows how to make a good song. Because
me
that
either.
Is the beat she chose. That's just like, she wasn't memorable at all on her own song. As I'm scouring through the internet, as I'm listening to people replay it, and I'm listening to people post their favorite verses, they're only posting Nicki Minaj. They're only playing
right.
her verse.
Exactly. I also just feel like there's too many things happening on this song. Like, I'm sorry, but she cannot sing. Megan cannot sing. Like, she needs to let that go. Like, Megan singing, Nicki singing, Ty singing, then you have City Girl. It's just, this song is really trash. I'm not going to say it's trash because I do like Ty Dolla $ign. Like, he saved the song and so did Nicki with her flow. But I'm not going to listen to this song on replay or anything like that. And I have one more point.
Okay.
I just feel like people can say whatever they want to say about Cardi, but I don't think Cardi is stressed out about Megan because Cardi knows talent and Cardi knows what it takes to be able to succeed. She knows that you have to be versatile. Cardi, she can make strip club music. She can make this Hispanic record. She can make love songs. She can actually perform. You see Megan get on stage, she's shaking her ass. Sorry. She's dancing and doing all this, and it's the same thing. Like, nobody wants to see you keep dancing and
Caller, now listen. We were on the same page until you jumped out the window and said, Cardi B understands talent.
Well, I feel like Cardi, she understands what it takes to succeed. She understands that you have to be versatile. She understands that you have to switch things up and that you not only have to show your body, but you have to know how to perform because Cardi knows how to perform. Grammys, Billboard, she knows how to perform. You see Megan doing the same thing over and over again. Nobody's going to want to watch that over and over. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. Okay. Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, let's take another caller. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, how are you? I love the beautiful smile. You looking
thank
good.
Thank you. What's going on, baby? Talk to me.
Thank you. Okay, so I was on your live last night, and I had to call in to reiterate my point. The song is trash. I'm sorry. Nicki, she did save the track, but it still arrived to the hospital DOA. I have to say that. And the reason why is because neither verse was memorable. Like, nobody said anything that was catchy. And the song, to me, was too quick. Like, the other caller said, it was too quick, so both of the verses were too short. And Ty Dolla $ign, I didn't like the hook at all. He sounded like he rolled out of the bed and laid his verse and left. And it's like if I heard that song in the club, I would honestly like go to the bar, get a drink, or I'll go to the bathroom. And for Hot Girl Summer, like the whole theme of Hot Girl Summer, the way that that blew up online, that song didn't deliver.
At least it should have been the close. It didn't. When you think about how big Hot Girl Summer, the hashtag was, the song itself didn't deliver. But Nicki Minaj, Nicki Minaj really made that record become a hit in whatever it's going to be. Had Megan Thee Stallion dropped that without Nicki Minaj, that song would have fell completely straight flat. Now, I like the record. I'm not going to lie, but I like the record because it has a City Girls act up undertone. So if you like act up, then you have no choice but to like that record a little bit because they have a little bit of the same real da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know what I mean? They have the same kind of undertone mixed with a little house, like with a little New Orleans bounce in there. They even have Ty Dolla $ign kind of remixing it. You know, he's a real ass nigga, give a fuck about a bitch. So I kind of get where she was going, but then even in that lets me know that Megan Thee Stallion is not creatively talented enough to create her own type of sound and her own song, because she's borrowing the whole cadence from the City Girls to make a hit record for her own self, for herself.
Yeah,
which I'm like, girl, you get what I'm saying? So it definitely has an act up undertone.
Yeah, I agree. And then somebody said in your comments on Instagram, they were saying that the song was supposed to be a feel-good song. It wasn't supposed to be lyrical. And that's not true. Like, Nicki is lyrics. Like, that's what she is. Like, she can't help it. So I'm used to Nicki being featured on the track. I'm used to something like how she was on Monster or Roman's Revenge or, like, even Motorsport. Like, she bodies,
right.
She bodies any of the features. So I feel like
speaking of that, Motorsport was better than this record.
Yes. Yep.
But
right.
Again,
so
I think they're two different types of style records. I don't think for me, if I was Megan Thee Stallion, I won't say wasted it, because I mean they could do more songs together, but I wouldn't have wasted my Nicki Minaj feature on Hot Girl Summer, and the summer is almost over and there's no Hot Girl banger. Like, I would have just said, you know what? I'm going to drop Hot Girl Summer, but Nicki, we need to get on the next banger to take us through fall. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I would have wanted. But this record is it's going to get lost in the shuffle to me. I don't think I'd play Megatron over this.
I agree.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you this one question. So if this song was a Cardi and like a Remy Ma, two artists that's easily to be picked on, two easy female artists, if they were to lay down these same exact verses, what would you think?
Would we be hyping it or trashing it? Everybody would be hyping it, but everybody's hyping it the same way that they would if Cardi B and Remy got on it. They would be hyping it the same way. The reason why people are hyping this, like, don't get it twisted. They're hyping this because it's Megan Thee Stallion, and they want her to win. And you know, Nick, mm-hmm. and it shows Nicki's influence. But people don't like to hype Nicki by herself. People don't mind supporting Nicki Minaj when they feel like she's giving somebody else shine. But nobody likes to support Nicki Minaj when she's on her own, which I don't understand.
I agree.
So they're hyping this record now, but they're hyping it because the popularity of this record is because of Megan Thee Stallion, and then it's like Megan Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj. So it's kind of like, oh, we can like Nicki. Oh, we can like Megan because they're cool, you know, and Megan has this whole idea that she writes, which is great. She does write. She does. She's good, but she just doesn't know how to format or put together a good song, in my opinion, or she doesn't have the ear to put together like a good beat or a good, you know, something like a hit. I don't know. Like, she just don't have that to me.
I agree. Yeah, that beat was trash too. But thank you. I'll let you go
thank
ahead and
you.
Get to the next caller.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Ooh, the lines are through the roof. The number is 563-999-3658. (217) 1703. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
So I listened to the song 3 times last night, this morning, and on my lunch break. I think Nicki did a fabulous job for the amount of time she had.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ty Dolla $ign, he did a good job. But Megan, she was, it wasn't it. She,
mm-hmm.
no, it's a no for me. I think that Nicki should have passed on this one, and they could do something later, like you said. But this song was not it. And I feel bad for Nicki that she was trying to help her, you know, help someone who looks up to her, but no.
Mm-hmm.
Just no. Megan could have did better than this. I like her other songs, like she did with The Baby, and I like Big Ol' Freak. Like, Hot Girl Summer was such a huge hashtag. Like, they could have made this song so much better and so much bigger and so much more ratchet, you know?
Absolutely. And see, and this is the thing, and they should have done that. And some people were saying, well, no, it's supposed to be a summer record, so it's a feel good. You know, you can mildly turn up if you want to, and then you could or you could just kind of chill. But my thing is this: yeah, that'd have been great if the record dropped in April. The record is dropping
exactly.
at the end of summer, so we Oh, shit. We need to get our last ratchet moment out. That needed to be a hardcore bop, 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 bop banger. Like, that needed to be a bop. I didn't need to ride and, you know, smoke my weed to that. I need to be throwing ass, doing a split, and pulling and snatching my wig to that record. You feel
exactly.
me? Like, and I didn't have that moment. I needed it to be Ty Dolla $ign off the record, No City Girls, Megan Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj going back to back, bar for bar, on a fire ass beat, a trap beat, like a nice 808
beat. A beat that
or
makes you
want
to pop your pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. Like, that's what it should have been.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes.
For the people in the comments talking about Cardi is the she is the queen of this generation. Excuse me, Cardi is the queen of no one's generation. The bitch can't rap. She don't write her own music. She has Atlantic who's pushing her. The only thing she's good at is talking about sex, showing her pussy on the motherfucking gram. Like, she ain't talented, and she don't got no classic records. Like, Nicki Minaj has records that will always be timeless. Bodak Yellow came out, what, 2 years ago? When it comes on now, I don't get that same feeling. Like, she has music that's right now. She doesn't have those classic timeless records like Nicki. So quit comparing Nicki and Cardi, because they're not on the same level. They will never be on the same level. Nicki writes her own music. She knows how to rap. She practiced her craft. Cardi was thrown into this for the money. She doesn't have the passion, nor does she have the drive, and she damn sure don't got the talent. So quit comparing Nicki Minaj, who's a fucking the GOAT, to a damn bum ass Cardi B. For real.
Okay. Thank you, caller.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Sheesh. She didn't have it with y'all, huh? Okay. Now, let's keep moving. All right. So, and I'm not saying this because I particularly like them. But could you imagine if this record, if this is what needs to happen, honestly? Nicki Minaj and the City Girls need to, I know that the City Girls is with QC, and QC is Cardi B, and this, that, that. Nicki Minaj and JT and Creasha shit, Young Miami, they need to get together and they need to do a record. That would have been, they should have done the Act Up remix. I want to hear the City Girls and Nicki Minaj. That would be a situation. Megan Thee Stallion does not have it for me. I don't care. And y'all can tag me in a million things. Y'all can show me that she's on tour with Drake. Y'all can show me she's on tour with this one. Y'all don't realize that's the same thing y'all did with Cardi B, and that's why she is where she's at. You guys force people into positions. Nobody's going to force Megan Thee Stallion on me. She don't have swag. She don't have a je ne sais quoi. She don't have that. She has something, but it's not, something is missing. Oh, I'm going to read this comment. I'm only read this comment, and I usually read my people that our members, but I'm going to read this. Somebody said, but you quote her lyrics. I want to be very, very clear here, people. See, you guys remember everything that I say about Megan Thee Stallion, but some of you simple-minded individuals don't do your research. I said, bitch, I'm a star. I got these niggas wishing or whatever. I think that, if I'm not mistaken, I think that is off of the record with her and the baby, which was always my favorite record of hers on that mixtape. I've always said that. I've also always said that I always pushed that record while everyone else was listening to Simon Says. I've always liked that song. There's two things that I like from Megan Thee Stallion. It's her freestyle with Charlie Sloth, and it's her record with DaBaby. And in all honesty, DaBaby bodied her on her own record. So let's simmer down. Let's just, if we're going to speak facts. I didn't say I don't like her. I'm not totally sold on her completely. And just because I don't think that she's going to be the queen or she doesn't move me into like this whole trance of happiness doesn't mean I can't like one or two songs from her. That's the reason why she hasn't moved me completely forward, because I only like one or two songs. Does that make sense? Great. Now, let's take another caller. 510-7209, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. Thanks for having me.
Yes, what's going on?
So first, I just want to say that I completely agree that I like the song. The song is good. It's a nice summer anthem. I'm not going to lie. I was in my kitchen shaking it, doing it, moving. But I can see how Megan is underperforming on this record. Next to Nicki Minaj, I just didn't feel like she was as strong lyrically. You can tell when Nicki jumps on the track, her flow is on point. I mean, it just sounds like she's a great artist because she's the queen of rap.
Yes.
I don't think that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can tell she's been doing this. And I just feel like to be on the record with a great legend, you got to bring it. This is not
yes.
that moment where you could play around. And when Nicki Minaj was on the Monster track, people said she had the best verse. And Kanye had already been out. Jay-Z had already been
Jay-Z
out.
Jay-Z had already been
and
out.
So, yes.
Hold on. This is what I'm talking about. When Nicki, I'm sorry to cut you up, but this is very much so my point.
Okay.
When Nicki Minaj came out with legends, she was bodying them on the record. So you knew this bitch was not coming to play games with nobody. There wasn't this thing like, well, she needs to be in the industry. It's going to take her time to grow. She's new. She's new to her. No, that bitch came out with the hottest verse on a record with Jay-Z and Kanye West. Period.
Yes.
Megan Thee Stallion, if I was Megan Thee Stallion, and then here's the thing, we've seen Megan Thee Stallion go bar for bar. Like, I've seen her do great freestyles, really spit hard. Yes. So if I was Megan Thee Stallion, and maybe this record didn't allot her the space, the energy, the timing, whatever, I wouldn't have put Nicki on this record. I would have waited. If she wasn't going to be able to perform to her best, because like you said, listen, she kind of dropped the ball for me. Right now, I feel like we're in an era, honestly, and it's really sad. It doesn't even matter. It's all popularity. It's all social media. That's really what it is now. Nobody's even thinking about her being able to really deliver on the record. They're thinking, Megan Thee Stallion got 4 million followers. We like her. We've seen her with Drake. Drake brought her out at OVO. She's a hot girl. She has the hot girl summer. Oh, her and Nicki went live. Oh, we like them.
Yes, exactly. And I feel like for a lot of the artists that are jumping on her track, they were out before social media really took off as a platform to kind of sell your music. And so this is a way for them to kind of engage with the younger people who are using social media to kind of keep up with these artists. Now, as far as people saying that Nicki's verse was lackluster, hell yeah, because I feel like she heard this track and said this is not going to be a number one the way that she would want it to be a number one. And so I do agree that she saved her energy on this track for something a little bit more number one-ish. And one more thing I have to say is just that I think that Megan right now I think she's in the process of developing herself. The hot girl summer was definitely a hot hashtag, but summer is almost over. So I think she's looking for a way to stay relevant. And it just was like, well, if Nicki's on the track, then I can stay relevant. But I think she needs to just really get down and focus on the music. I see her doing a lot of touring and rocking the boat, but that's probably
and
to be in the studio.
A lot of socializing, a lot of being a socialite. Yes. Instagram.
Yes, which is important to make your connections, do your networking. Don't get faculties in school. Me too. But right now, I feel like if you're an artist, that is your job. That is your passion. And Nicki was in the studio writing till Lil Wayne told her, you know, this is hot. And he would sit there and tell her, this is trash. And she would just sit there for hours and continue to write. So if she could get to a level like that, where that is most of her day working on her craft, then I think that she could, you know, have talent and really go far in this industry. But I have to agree and say right now, it just really proved that Armand said it first. She is not the queen of rap right now.
No.
So that's all I have to say.
Thank you. Listen, me and you on the same page. You understand the logic that I'm talking about. You understand. You totally get why I give so many of these people like a hard time, because it's like they don't deliver. Think about it. When the City Girls got on a record with Drake, did they not deliver?
They did.
They made that song a fucking hit. It was not. It was not. It was like it was between the dance and the what's your net where, like, they went on there and they sound their swag. It made that song, in my feelings, like a super song. You always sung the City Girls part.
Yes. Completely.
I don't know. And
completely.
So you know, that's all I'm saying. I don't know. I mean, people are gonna call me a hater, but it is what it is. I know when something resonates with me. And I knew that Act Up was the song of the summer, because the same people that was hating on me for saying that and saying that it shouldn't be Megan Thee Stallion, Megan Thee Stallion used Act Up. So y'all can kiss my black ass, okay?
Which was
stop
really surprising after
comments.
Right. And I was completely surprised by that after she was like, I only really want to work with people who write their own music. Well, it's like, okay, girl. But anyway, Armand, thank you for letting me call in and have a great show.
All right. Thank you. Bye. Hold on. Okay, hold on. 7931, okay? Let me see. 7931. We have so many callers in here, y'all. Y'all going to have to skip the line, because we're not going to be in here all day. We show not. Hold on. 7931. I'm trying to find her number. Okay, boom. All right. Let's go.
Hello.
Hey,
Armand. So what I wanted to say was the song is not trash to me, but it is not what I expected. Kind of like how when Megatron came out with Nicki and I, like with the title
yes.
Megatron, I was like, okay, she about to murder this shit. And then it was what it was. I got the
yes.
same type of disappointment from this.
Mm-hmm.
And Nicki's verse obviously went hard, which I knew it would. Megan was very subpar. High Dolla Sign fucked it all up. The beat was, I like the beat, but I feel like everybody's boosting it right now just because it's Megan. And yes, she can rap and everything. And actually, in the beginning, I was like, I thought I was going to stan Megan, but I actually don't, because she doesn't, I don't know, it's all the same. Like, nothing is, I don't even know how to explain what I'm trying to say. I just can't stan her like I thought I was going to. I fuck with her. I like her. I know she can rap. But this song, and also, like people keep saying, it's August. Bitch, school has started back. It's not summer anymore. I mean, summer doesn't end until September, but in reality, summer's over. It's August. Like, why didn't this song come out in May? Why didn't this song come out in June?
If this was the vibe, if this was the vibe you were going to go with, for sure it should have came out sooner. Or you should have scrapped
exactly.
this vibe.
Yeah, it should have been way more pop my pussy on a hotel desk counter type shit. Like, bitch,
yes.
this should have been some crazy shit, and it just was not. Like I said, I still fuck with her. I'm not a bar, but I fuck with Nicki, and I don't fuck with Ty Dolla Sign. Like, he's just not my. But
this
song
shit
should have
felt like Transformers.
To.
Like, you know, that future
yes,
Transformers.
That's what it should
you know
have felt
like.
That's yes.
the energy.
I just popped the
you know
that's exactly what
yes.
I thought. Like, I thought I was going to be popping
yes.
my pussy, and me and my nigga was laying in the bed, and it came out, and we was listening, and I didn't even listen to the whole thing. I was like, I'm over it. Like, she just killed it for me, and I'm damn near done with her ass. But that's all I had to say. I love you.
I love you too.
All right.
But I think she's 100% correct. Because I think that we kind of felt that way about Megatron. Because with that name Megatron, you felt like, bitch, she's finna go in. And, you know, it's. But then we got blah, blah, and then we got the blah, 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 blah. But you know what? I'm still here for Megatron. Megatron is cool. It's going to grow me. And listen, I'm not going to say that this other record is not going to grow me, because I like it. I personally like Ty Dolla Sign on the record. I like Real Ass Bitch. I like them. And I like Nicki Minaj. My only critique with this situation is I like everybody else on the record whose record it's not. And it's not their record. It's Megan Thee Stallion's record, and she has the most forgettable sound on the record. So it's like you got a City Girls sample. I mean, you try. She literally tried every City Girl sample, Nicki Minaj feature, Ty Dolla Signs, and he's a big old feature artist. Ty Dolla Signs makes songs go, you know. But she still didn't deliver. To me, I would have said, as soon as Nicki would have been like, all right, I'll do it. I would have said, hold on. They pushed it back, but I would have said, listen, we might have to push this back. Because we might have to revamp the whole situation. Or Nicki, you know what? I really want you to be on this record, but this is probably not the record that you should be on. I have another record. But listen, I'm just one hater out of the bunch. I love Nicki Minaj. There's going to be a lot of fans out there. And listen, I'm with you guys. Stream this record. Make it go number one. I'm here for it. Get it to the top 10. Get it to the top 5. Let's do it. It's good for female unity and female rap. I'm definitely not going to take that away from it. I'm going to still stream it. But I just want a little bit more fire. And if we are going to bring Cardi B into the mix, one thing I can say about that, bitch, Cardi B fucks with dope ass producers, and if she drops up her beats knock. Cardi B drops bangers in the speakers. Okay? Where you feeling like bad bitch, like what's up? That's what I like about Cardi B. Like, that's why I'm like, Megan Thee Stallion, where is Megan's bop? Like, where is that hard knocking? Where's, bitch, where's that boom? Where is that at? Where's that bad bitch? I'm coming through. She on, it's all this. I don't like her swag. I'm not really into her swag like that. But, you know, we're still going to support her. We like her. Just because, you know, we want her to do well, but I hope she needs to give me a little bit more heat. But one thing I can say, it also goes to prove how strong Nicki's influence is. Ever since that they went live together, you see Meg here, she on Paper Magazine. She's the front page of my Twitter. You know, she's all over the place. That Nicki cosign is huge. So I will say that is going to work for her because that Nicki cosign was huge, okay? Nicki, that, I don't care what you say about Nicki Minaj, how you don't like Nicki Minaj, everybody needs that Nicki cosign because it shifts shit. Like you start getting corporate deals, corporate phone calls, and big motherfuckers like money. Oh, hey, how are you? So you could definitely see that too. But I will take a couple of more calls. I think somebody also called from an 800 number. I don't know if I'm going to answer that. I ain't never seen an 800 number call in. Jeez. If you would like to, this is the time where you need to super chat to the top. And because we have so many people, it's going to be a $9.99 super chat or above because there's that many people in this queue. Okay? So I will have to take the people as they came in order. This person's almost been waiting an hour. 734-5481, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. I disagree with like everybody that called in, and I'm gonna tell you why.
Okay.
So, Meg and Nicki both held their own. I mean, Nicki's Nicki. You can't change Nicki. She could be sleeping and write a better verse than everybody. She's the GOAT. We know that. But mm-hmm. Meg held her own next to them. She could have got washed easy, like how Kanye and all them did. She didn't get washed. They held their own. Also, I want to know where the culture, Do It For The Culture is, because they wanted to get Cardi to number one so bad, but I don't see a Do It For The Culture plastered on Charlamagne Tha God's social media. Nothing. So that kind of confused me.
That's interesting. Now, I did see people talking about it on social media, and that's why I'm saying I'm definitely here for it, for the culture, for the two women to rap duo to do it together. Like, that's why I'm saying, despite the record not being what I would have liked it to be from those two women, I will take it because I do like the song. And so let's get it to number one. Now, As far as the other guys, that is a very great point that you bring up. I haven't checked to see check their social medias, but if you're saying that they're not saying it, that is a question to be had. Why are we not pushing it for the culture?
The Shade Room.
I think that we should.
When Cardi came out.
Yeah.
The Shade Room was posting Cardi, do it for the culture. The Barbs, I think, is what you're seeing because we're trying to push that do it for the culture really
okay.
bad.
On Twitter, yes. I'm seeing that big on Twitter.
Yeah. But I'm just like, don't say it's for, you want female empowerment and then you get it and then a lot of people are hating. Like, there's a difference between critique and hate. So that just annoyed me. But I want to say, okay, so you don't think when that song starts, Handle Me, who gonna handle me? That doesn't get you lit?
No.
Come on. That gets
it
me
doesn't.
Every time I hear that. That makes me want to shake. Mm-mm.
But you know what? That's good, though. That's good, though, because here's the thing. Like I said earlier, Megan Thee Stallion will be here. She'll make good music. She'll have millions of fans. She'll go on tours. She'll be great. She'll be like a Trina, mm-hmm. a Remy Ma, a Eve. She'll be around. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Will she be the legendary queen? Will she be like considered? Will she be like a Little Kim, a Foxy Brown, or Nicki Minaj? Will she be in that lane? Probably not. But
no,
the surrounding sisters, she could be.
But I also want to ask you this, though. So I just want to know why Young MA is always excluded from anything women. She just dropped a song, and that is fire. Her song she just dropped went hard. I don't know if you listened to it yet, but no one talks about her, but she's a female.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. I think something Young MA, she lost the people after she couldn't drop a good song after Ooh. I think something happened with her, or she went independent. I think Young MA just went independent, or it just something financially couldn't happen, or she didn't really market or move right. Something, because after that one hit, she was done.
I don't know. She could come back, but my very last point, because I know you got a lot of callers. My last point is with the City Girls being on the track. I think what Meg was trying to do, what she needs to kind of stop this. Is she's really trying to bring all the females in with her. And it's kind of like sometimes you just got to, how Nicki did, just, okay, I see you, I respect you, but I'm stepping way over you. Like, I'm better than you. I'm going to step over you. I think she wanted, because they had that whole City Girl Summer versus Hot Girl Summer. I think she was trying to play both in. And at the same time, that song already had clout. So it's kind of like, okay, let me throw that in. That might get this buzzing a little bit more too. But I think, that she should have left that part out. I agree.
And if you remember, I don't know how many videos you've watched of me, but a lot of people say that I only like drama when I said that Megan Thee Stallion's too nice. I said, girl, if you really want this spot, then you're going to have to take the spot. It's open. The fans are ready to give it to you, but you can't be trying to be friends with everybody. So either you're going to be the queen or you're not.
But with Nicki being helping her out and giving her advice, I wouldn't doubt if behind closed doors, Nicki's like, girl, you need step over these girls. You're better than them lyrically. Like, we'll get you some good producers. We'll get you some connections because we know you don't really got them, and we got you. So I could definitely see Nicki helping her out big time, and she could be this year's Princess of Rap. So I don't know.
Absolutely.
I'm excited to
see. Me too. Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, let's take another call. Thank you. Everything goes better with glue. We are going to take your call. 2217. I'm ready. Okay. 314-2217. Let's go. Hey, what's going on?
Hi, I am so excited. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I love you. I love your show. First off,
thank you.
I have to disagree. Not with everyone, but just the perception of the song in general. One thing, and the only reason why I say the perception of a song is, first off, the first thing they do, most of the time, they always put Nicki on such a high pedestal that when she does produce good songs, they never, ever get to the point to where they reach Billboard and then they always tear them down. So it's like, when she does put out good content, when she does get on features, have you noticed that they're pushing the hell out of this song, but she was just on Chance them song, excuse me. Slide Around, as well as Zanies and Fools, and it didn't get that much push, even though she was dropping a bunch of content, lyricism, and all of that behind that, but they didn't push that.
So because it's not about Nicki Minaj. People only like Nicki Minaj when they feel like Nicki Minaj is giving the power to another female rapper. The only reason why.
Mm-hmm. And the reason, and the funny thing about it is when she is showing genuine love and like gratitude for someone actually showing her respect from the get-go, it's like she's damn if she do and damn mm-hmm. if she doesn't, because mm-hmm. it's like she's like, okay, well, I don't even know how to use this live. And everyone was like, oh, she's fake. They planned this. They planned this. Look at her. They all this. And she's like, look at the live. She didn't even know how to freaking turn it on. So how did they plan a song and she didn't know how to turn the live on? So when you have two black women who are pushing genuine, like, lyricism. Now, I do want Meg, because I am a fan of Megan as well. I do want Megan to really start pushing her pen. Like, I know she can do it. I do feel like with the help of Nicki and just tailoring her into her own, because she is, like you said, she's finding her own way. I feel like mm-hmm. she can really become her own person, but she's going to need to step up to another level. Like you said, you can't always play nice. Like you can be cool with everybody, but if you want something, sometimes you're going to have to take it. You can't always step nicely. Sometimes you got to stomp to get it. So that's all my thing is. So, but I think Nicki is doing what she should do. I like the song. After like three plays, I was like, oh shit, okay. I blasted it in my car to work. People was like, what's this song? But I do feel like if Nicki wasn't on this song and somebody else was on it and that same verse, people would still love that song. I feel like since Nicki is on the song, they're hating on it because it's Nicki. But I also feel like since it's Nicki, it's getting mm-hmm. the push because it's
absolutely.
Nicki. If it was
absolutely.
Someone else, they would love it, even though it's as people would say watered down. But since it's Nicki, they're like, where's the lyricism? And I'm like, everything can't be lyricism. Everything can't be pink print. Everything can't be that. Sometimes Nicki does have to dumb down things for people to, she can't always overtake her features. I feel like she was
I think Nicki did exactly what she could do and the best that and what she should have done. Nicki sounded phenomenal. Megan Thee Stallion was the problem for me.
Right.
And so anybody that doesn't like Nicki is just being a hater, because Nicki bodied it, period. And then she did it in 2 hours. If Cardi B did that same thing, you guys would be sucking farts out of Cardi B's ass right now, saying that she's the queen of rap. So I don't get moved by that bullshit when people do that.
I was like, she literally went on national syndicated television mm-hmm. on E! News and told them that she wrote this overnight and sent it to her. I was like, if y'all don't know, if that's not artistry, I don't know what the fuck else to tell y'all, because that's crazy. And her play on words is ridiculous. But I just feel
just
like
the way that Nicki Minaj takes you up, down, left turn, corner, like the way that she stylizes her raps.
Yeah.
It's like you can't hate on it. Anybody that doesn't like the record, they're blaming the record on Nicki Minaj, and that's what I don't want to happen. Because if you don't like the record, don't blame it on Nicki Minaj. You don't like the record because the record was going to be trash without Nicki on it. Let's be very clear, because the record was already done. You notice when Nicki Minaj jumps on songs, Nicki Minaj can jump on the song the day before the shit is supposed to come out. So what they do, they end up extending the song. That Ty Dolla $ign, Megan Thee Stallion, City Girl, all that was already cleared and set to go. Remember, they pushed it back so it can get remixed and mastered. So that was what you heard was what we were getting from Megan Thee Stallion all along, which that would have been fucking garbage without Nicki Minaj.
And I know you have to go, but my last point is I find it very funny that people always want to seem to compare, like your live is literally about Nicki and Megan, but I was like looking at your chat and they keep they brought up Cardi, and I'm just like, you cannot even compare them. The discography of Nicki Minaj and Cardi alone is uncomparable. You have literally 12 plus years, over 3 years into the game. And it's just like, just along, you have a rapper that came out of selling out of her trunk, and then a rapper that came out of actually streaming services. So it's just like, why don't anyone ever compare Cardi to people that actually came out within her year, like they do on a freshman year? I never understood
that.
Well,
because Cardi B
has
surpassed all of them. But what I don't what I don't want to make – and the fact that we keep making it about Cardi B and people keep making it about Cardi B, it also shows the power that Cardi B has. It also shows that Cardi B is in the running, whether we like it or not, to be one of the queens of rap. She is definitely you where I say Megan could be like a princess or a co-queen or a side chick or a BFF to the queen. Cardi B is in that lane where she's not a sidekick to the queen. She could be the queen. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's like you got Lil' Kim, you got Nicki Minaj, and unfortunately, you got Cardi B. Because she's playing in the same arenas as Nicki Minaj. And she's being able to compete against Nicki Minaj and surpass Nicki Minaj. And not for nothing. I'm not even going to hold you on this. If we really want to spit facts, I'm not even going to, like, bullshit right now. Cardi B held her own more on Motorsport than Megan Thee Stallion did on this summer record against Nicki Minaj. And Cardi B had a shorter voice verse.
That's debatable, Armand. That's debatable.
Now, why would I hop into beef when I could just hop in a Porsche? She say she gonna do what or who? She's not a reliable source. Bitch, like, she was going on.
But then you have to go.
Keep popping out.
But then you have to go to a point. Well, then, but then you the part. The, but then
ride
comes the problem
like
of who wrote it.
No
though.
Nigga wanna be my ex. Come on.
But then who wrote it though? Then you get into the point of did Cardi write it or did Megan write it? Then because then that comes from a point of if Cardi actually wrote the lyrics, then it's like okay, then yeah, that shit was fire. But if she didn't write it, then we can't give it credit then. So then that's where we get to that point.
Right.
So it's like, who wrote the verse? So then that's where we get into the point of we start misconstruing where I feel like we just throwing everybody as a rapper. And I was like,
true.
I don't think everyone is a rapper. I think we have entertainers, and then we have rappers, and then we have lyricists and MCs who have all of it. I think Nicki is everything. She's an entertainer. She's a lyricist. She's an MC, and she has all of it. She has stage presence and everything, and she's able to go to different genres. And then I'm not going to hate, like, Megan Thee Stallion. I feel like she is a freestyle rapper who is coming into her own, and she definitely does need tailoring. And but I'm not, to me, I feel like the song is a good song. It's definitely a bop. It's not for everyone, but I don't think it's trash like everyone's trying to say it is. But I'm not going to shit on because Cardi either. She's an entertainer. I'm not going to say that she's not. She's a good one, you know. But to me, the song isn't trash.
I agree. But I will say Cardi B, at least when she just, you could hear the delivery was more confident in that. You know, in hers. Megan just goes and it was like Megan, to me, I wouldn't know like the difference between Megan rapping at the Cypher or on the record. I don't know what, I can't tell the difference in her flow at all. I can't, it all sounds the same. It all just sounds like go 100 miles an hour. Straight.
That's true.
Just run straight. Just run straight, girl. And but if you give me some style with it, because the punchlines, the writing is actually good. She's actually very clever. But she doesn't know how to set him up and deliver. Like, you know how Nicki would take you up just to bring you down. Like, she'll set you up.
So you feel like she needs some tailoring.
Yeah, like, she needs some style. She needs some swag. She needs some sauce.
Okay. I can agree with that.
Like, Nicki will throw
some... I'm sorry,
some
I didn't
like
mean to take all your time, Armand.
No. All right, but thank you, Carla. We're going to wrap this up. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. All right. All right. All right. Shout out to Heart of Inspiration. Thank you. Looking good, Armand. Another great show. So we'll take two more calls for the $20 donation submitted by Heart of Inspiration. Okay. Okay. Let me see if this 800 number is playing games. I'm hanging up on him. Is this Nicki Minaj? Why are you calling me? What's this 800 number? What the hell is this?
I'm at work.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. But I wanted to say the song, I don't think it's that bad. For Megan being a new artist. And yeah, I know on their live the other day before Nicki hopped on the song, Nicki gave her advice and was telling her, like, she was like, don't take yourself so serious. Just get on the beat, have fun, ride it. She said, I get better responses when I have fun or whatever. I don't think it's that bad. I just think it's not what people expect. I think it's a bop. I played it in my car. I enjoyed it this morning, blasting. You know, it's my Good Friday. They found me to get to work and, you know, go back home, whatever. And it hit. I mean, it bounced with me. I don't think
it's
it had
cute.
To be such.
Yeah.
I don't think it had to be so fast where it's so much, like, I guess the people wanted, like, they wanted to be fast so they can really, like, twerk off of it. But, I mean.
Well, you got to think about it. You got one of the newest upcoming rapper girls, Megan Thee Stallion. She's the hot girl summer. It's hot girl this. It's hot girl this. This shaking ass. She talking about popping ass and pulling niggas. And you got Nicki Minaj, known for delivering bars. And you got two women for the first time collaborating like this. Wouldn't you want a hardcore rap record? Or you want some singing ass hits?
But she already had it recorded before Nicki jumped on it, though.
Right.
She probably
so
didn't even expect for it to happen, and she was just excited. I just think Megan, because she look up to Nicki, and you know, like a lot of people would be starstruck. They get to hang out with her, be with her. She was like, well, anything just to put her name on and say, I did it, whatever the case may be. But I don't really think it was trash, though. I just think that's very far, because even what y'all was just talking about, how you said Cardi B held her own more on Motorsport, whatever the case may be, that's probably really the only few verses I can understand what the hell Cardi B saying half the damn time. At least Megan, I can actually hear what she's saying. I can actually hear her. I don't have to look up lyrics to see what the hell Cardi talking about versus Megan. I can hear it. It was just like, it's kind of like a bop kind of groove to me. It's just like a ride out song. It's a cute little song to go out with.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. 478-0553, you're live on the air. Not ready, okay. 832-8686, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, it's your favorite caller.
Hey, what's going on?
Okay, so as far as the, like, hot girl summer song, I think it's great. If you ask me, I don't think Ty Dolla $ign should have been on the song. Not saying he didn't help it, not saying he did anything to it, but this song was supposed to be, like, real cunt, like pussy. Like,
right.
We don't need niggas on this song. This, right. This was something that wasn't for him. This is the thing with Megan. Megan can rap her ass off. I mean, you can't come out of Houston, Texas not knowing how to rap. We all know that. Y'all know she writes her things. She has a hard time making songs, if that makes sense. Like,
yes.
Freestyles, the girl cannot, like, the first, I went at Double XL or some shit. Homegirl did that, but as far as writing songs, like, it's like, she just keeps going and going and going and going. It's like, where's the chant? Where's the part where it's like, this is for everybody to do together? And that's why I feel like
yeah.
We need it from that. Also, I feel like if we were going to push the song back, I feel like we should have pushed it back. Because if we want to, because it's obvious they're trying to make this song to have like an impact. The song and the video would have came out the same day. I would have pushed it back 3 weeks and
yeah.
been like, this, when this comes out, this is going to be it. Like, we have to make this song the girl. So even if you don't like the song from the song, you'll like the song from the video.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Something should have came out the blue. And I see a lot of people in the comments, and, you know, I hate bringing this up. I really don't. But a lot of y'all are really talking about Cardi B, talking about people trying to discredit Cardi B, and that's really not the case. But it's just like, girl, like, I feel like every time when it's a black woman trying to do things and actually trying to win, especially Nicki, who should have been got the credit she deserves is always a problem. I'm tired of people on Twitter today talking about this song should have went hard, because when Hard White, LLC, Barbie Dreams, which was the epitome of hip-hop, ain't nobody give a damn, it wasn't whatever. Then when she starts putting out fun stuff like Megatron, oh, she needs to go hard. It's like, you damn if you do and you damn if you don't. Like, so to all of y'all, it's not even about Cardi B, but to all of y'all who keep trying to bring her up, girl, no shade, we're actually talking about people who are rapping. Please stop comparing Cardi B to Nicki Minaj. Compare Cardi B to City Girls, Cash Doll, people that came in her group. Like, and as far as Megan, and I say this in a good way, in order for her to be the best, it's kind of like what you said, she has to top these girls. It's all fun and games until the mentee starts to beat the mentor. You have to start coming. That cute, oh, I'm happy, these are my girls, look at me hanging out, that's cute and I'm here for it. But I feel like from here on out, you need to start annihilating these bitches. Nicki did not come in the game being, if Nicki came in the game being sweet and, oh, hey, how y'all doing, she wouldn't have popped off. She came in the game on some, oh, Jay-Z, oh, Kanye, oh, hey, how y'all doing, I love you, Kim, Ren, I love you, but be clear, I'm a body every single one of y'all motherfuckers up in here. I love you,
but
let's be clear, I'm going to win, and I need Megan to have the same mentality. I need her to have that.
All right. Thank you, caller.
You're welcome.
All right. So we're going to end it here. Ooh, ciao. My dear.